When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, we're here again in Winston, lovely Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where we've done this too many times to count now. Florida State falls 35-14 to Wake Forest in a game that was as ugly a football game as you're ever going to see. And
that's not true, Ira. Don't say that. We've seen uglier, I think.
Six turnovers?
I mean, yeah, it's close.
A ton of penalties. Mike Norvell, Florida State's coaching staff, we're hoping for an improved performance after last week's debacle in the second half against Jacksonville State. It doesn't come. FSU really was terrible on both sides of the ball and special teams.
The Holy Trinity.
So they fall to 0-3 on the season for the first time since 1976, Coach Bowden's first season, 45 years. And here we are, Corey. This is where we are, buddy.
Yeah, man. So I know Adam Fuller gets a lot of grief, and with good reason. That's not a good defense. It's not all that well coached. The cornerbacks get beat as if they get paid. They get NIL deals, depending on how many long plays they give up. But the offense is the issue here. The offense is the problem. It's what I wrote about in my column. This is why Norvell was brought here. He had offenses that always put up a ton of points. Dillingham is this 20-something wunderkind that you think is going to be a protege, a next head coach somewhere. And I pronounced that right? Wunderkind, I think.
Sure.
Anyway, wunderkid, however you want to go with it. I can Americanize it. But this offense is just awful right now. They scored 38 against Notre Dame. They've scored 31 the last 2 weeks combined against the forces of Jacksonville State and Wake Forest. So I don't know what's going on with the offense.
Well, it's not just the production. It's not just the lack of production. What you wrote about in your column also is just how it's just so haphazard, willy-nilly. Like, not only is there no identity, there's no concept of what they're – you can't even figure out what they're trying to do.
Right.
From play to play, from week to week. Last week, they did the Wildcat. This week, they totally scrapped that. Last week, it's McKenzie Milton's game – last week, it's Jordan Travis's game. This week, it's McKenzie Milton starts.
No, last week was McKenzie Milton's game.
How can you keep it straight,
Corey? It's hard to keep straight. What year is this? Who are we?
Anyway, McKenzie Milton starts the game. Jordan Travis comes in. Then they kind of go back and forth a little bit, and then Jordan Travis takes over for the rest of the first half. And I guess he would have played the rest of the game, but he gets hurt, so yeah. McKenzie Milton plays the rest of the game. McKenzie Milton came in at one point for one snap when Jordan Travis had to come out because of the referees thought he was injured, so they made him come out of the game. And McKenzie comes in and throws an interception. I mean, the number of plays that are just mind-boggling. I mean, we'll start off with – I mean, the bomb to Keyshawn Helton and double coverage doesn't make any sense, but we'll focus on the short yardage.
The game was
plays.
Lost before then.
Right.
But yes, that was a mind-boggling one, too.
But the short yardage stuff with McKenzie Milton running, you know, you're down in fourth and two, down inside the 12-yard line for Wake Forest. FSU had the ball third, and they're down, I think, 13 at that point. They might have been down a little.
No, they were down 21.
Okay, they're down 21. But they get down to the ball. They get down to the 12, 13-yard line. They've got third and two, third and three. They run it twice with Corbin for 1 yard. Then McKenzie Milton, it's a designed run for McKenzie Milton, which it's hard to understand when you.
Well, they certainly would. You wouldn't think they'd be expecting that. The kid that, it's a great story, he's even walking. You wouldn't think you'd run that on fourth and two.
And then the next possession, they get down to the goal line and they try a quarterback sneak. And this is, I guess my thing is, how have you even repped a quarterback sneak? McKenzie Milton hasn't played football in 3 years.
Right.
They don't get contact in practice, at least when we're there. Any day that we're there, we never see the quarterbacks get contact or run quarterback sneaks. And you call that for a guy that hasn't literally done that, and sure enough, he fumbles. I mean, that wasn't why they lost the game, but it's just like
it didn't help.
Every question or every decision seems to be leading to more questions.
Yeah, and I know, as I wrote about it, I know the Wildcat got a lot of grief from fans after last week. The Wildcat was very good to Florida State last year. It's Norvell, and I assume it's been very good to – I know it was a little bit, at least at Memphis. That was something he did a lot. He liked to snap it to his running back. And what's concerning to me when you think about the future of this staff and what they're doing is Dillingham defended that steadfastly on Monday, saying, look, it gives us an extra hat. He can go, they don't know which way we're going. We can go either way. It eliminates the middleman. Instead of snapping it at the quarterback and handing it off, we just give it right to Corbin, and he goes and gets it. If you believe in it that much to have a 45-second soliloquy on why it works, Why then weren't you using it this week?
Maybe he was just trying to fool Dave Clawson and his coaching staff.
Well, Clawson wouldn't have it.
They were preparing all week for the Wildcat.
And you could tell they were looking around all confused. Why are they doing it? So that's what I worry about is, like, if you can pivot so quickly in something that you should have a true belief in. As I write in the column, like, you got to believe in yourself, Mike Norvell. If you want us to believe in you, even if the fans are irate.
I think I changed that, so you got to believe in yourself, FSU coaches.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, did you keep the Dr. Phil voice?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. So you got to believe in yourself, man. And if this is something you truly believe in, and it better be, because you used it against Notre Dame and you used it in the biggest offensive play last week against Jacksonville State, why then is it not anywhere to be found in short? You saw what the short yards looked like without it. They were 0 for whatever. They didn't pick up a third down in short and a fourth down in short. But overall, it just makes you wonder, okay, what else are they completely pivoting on after one bad game or after something goes wrong? Do they completely change what their philosophy is and what their belief system is? And that's what you don't want. You want consistency. If the Wildcat is part of your offense, keep it a part of your offense. If Mackenzie Milton's your starting quarterback, keep him your starting quarterback. You can bring in Jordan Travis for occasions, mm-hmm. right? But it was as if Jordan Travis was the starting quarterback and they just wanted mm-hmm. Milton to get a start on his record. I don't know. It's like Scotty Barnes being the sixth man. It didn't make a ton of sense. So that was confusing. All of this is really confusing.
Defensively, and again, like you said, this isn't a game where you pin it on the defense. But that's odd to say, because you did go up 484 yards to Wake Forest, 35 points, 27 first downs, could not get off the field. Give up big plays, but also gave up some sustained drives.
Yeah, they did both. They did a little bit of both.
Special teams was
not great,
pretty
either.
Much a disaster. So really, it's just a bad football team. The worst part about it, and this is the point I tried to make on Seminole Headlines, because everybody was saying, like, they needed to come back and play well after the Jacksonville State loss. Just need to go play well, get this win. But my point was, Wake Forest is a better football team. I thought that going into this game, and I 100% believe it coming out of the game. Wake Forest has better linemen. They're better on the lines. They have better skill positions.
I think they're better on the offensive line, right?
Their offensive line is better than Florida State's.
Especially this current incarnation of Florida State. You know?
Yeah, Florida State's missing a couple guys on the offensive line. That is one thing. But, and I'll get to this in a second, but I'll get to the things not going right in a second. But also, you know, from a skill position standpoint, that staff has done a good job of evaluating guys. That receiver they have, the 6'5 kid that had 170 yards of offense in the first half, receiving yards in the first half, he's a 6'5 wideout. He was a two-star prospect out of South Florida. The Wake Forest identified. They brought him in here, and that's what they do. Like, they find guys that are going to play their system, and sure enough, they have a lot of success. The other thing is, man, like, they can't even get a break. That's what – I'm not saying it would have changed the outcome of this game, but they're also unlucky. They were playing pretty well early in this game, but the roughing the punter call, you get the personal foul on the third down stop. I mean, just this team needs something to go right, and nothing goes right for them.
Well, no, that's Florida State in a nutshell the last half decade. Nothing seems to go right. But, you know, you live to see another day. You live to fight another day, right? Like, they aren't good at all. You hope they can win a few games this year, but this is clearly a rebuilding year, and there will be some evaluations that have to be made after this season with a variety of things. Again, I just go back to the offense and how bad it is. You can't win games. You know the defense isn't great. You know the defense isn't good. The defense was on the field for 52 plays in the first half. Like, nobody get they. Florida State averaged more yards per play in the first half than Wake Forest did. Wake Forest just ran twice as many plays. So that's on the offense. Like, again, the defense got to stop. They got a three out. Then you rough the punter. Well, you rough the punter. And then Jarian Jones, they get another stop. And then he's called for a personal foul. Those were the bad breaks, I think, that you thought. Those were bad calls, but that's not the reason they lost this game. Overall, though, the defense was not good. The defense is not good. We thought the offense would be better than this. The offense is one of the worst in the conference, maybe the worst in the conference.
Here they are. They're 0-3 going into this week. They've got Louisville coming up at home. I can't even imagine what the crowd's going to be like.
It's going to be thunderous.
It's going to be a big environment. Louisville's coming off of a kind of a thrilling win the other night, so we'll see what Florida State can do. I do want to see the big question I have is what kind of changes they can make. I mean, to your point, you got to stick to something, you got to believe in something, but you also need to look at some other things. I mean, you look at the quarterback situation. Do you give Chuba Purdy a look?
Who knows? Maybe the Hartman kid can transfer.
Maybe.
He can still play, right? Yeah, I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do. Run the ball a lot. That's what you need to do.
All right, we're done. Winston-Salem, North Carolina, another Florida State loss here to Wake Forest, 35-14. We'll talk to you next time. Stay tuned to WarChant.com for more coverage.